Exclusive excerpt, Michelle Malkin, Open Borders Incorporated, Who's Funding America's Destruction? By Michelle Malkin on September 8, 2019. The following is an exclusive excerpt from Michelle Malkin's new book, Open Borders Incorporated, Who's Funding America's Destruction? Available Tuesday, September 10. The illegal alien shelter network operating in plain sight from Central America, across Mexico, and into the U.S. To fully appreciate the manufacturing of the 2018 to 2019 invasions of our southern border, you must first understand this: Pueblos Sin Fronteras is just one cog in the well-oiled illegal alien caravan generating machine. Let's start with what Open Borders advocates themselves call their underground railroad of migrant safe houses that extend across Central America, through Mexico, and up and into the U.S. This sprawling network of aid stations has been in place for years, bolstered by global interests, left-wing activists, and religious institutions that advocate for illegal aliens. In 2012, for example, the United Nations International Organization for Migration, IOM, in Mexico signed cooperation agreements with three migrant shelters along Mexico's southern border to support their work assisting irregulars traveling through the Mexican states of Chiapas and Oaxaca on their way to the U.S. via IMPACT guaranteed supplies of medicine, hygiene products, construction materials, as well as therapy services and legal training at the previously mentioned Hermanos en el Camino shelter, along with the Catholic-run Hogar de la Misericordia shelter and Jesus el Buen Pastor del Pobre y el Migrant shelter. IOM extended similar aid to 9 other migrant shelters in the northern and central parts of Mexico, from Chihuahua, Sonora, and Tamaulipas along the northern border to San Luis Potosí, Veracruz, and Tlaxcala in the center of the country. On the southern border of Mexico in Chiapas, the city of Tapachula is the first entry point for Central Americans headed to the U.S. there. The Fray Matias de Cordova Human Rights Center provides comprehensive support to illegal alien travelers, including legal consultations, monitoring detention centers, and offering online resources, art and social activities, job training, and basic social services to migrants. Also in Tapachula, the Jesuit Refugee Service, JRS, opens its churches and pastoral centers to provide shelter, monetary aid, voluntary aid, and emergency assistance. Its team of lawyers, psychologists, social workers, and Jesuit clergy spread from Tapachula to Comalapa in Mexico City. JRS staff served as Sherpas for the 2018 caravan marchers and liaisons with the UN High Commissioner for Refugees, UNCR. Médecins Sans Frontières, MSF/Doctors Without Borders facilitates illegal immigration at our southern doorstep as well as across the Mediterranean Sea, as you'll see in Chapter 2. Since 2012, the group boasts, its activists have been providing medical care and mental health care in Mexico to migrants and refugees from Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador moving along the migratory route up through Mexico toward the U.S. MSF personnel are on the scene at migrant shelters and mobile clinics that parallel La Bestia railway lines. In addition, the organization opened a comprehensive health center in Mexico City in 2016 for caravan participants. Psychologists, medical doctors, and social workers are at the ready, along with staff who provide a full range of caravan concierge services, guidance, information on the migrant route and legal rights, plus referrals to second and third level medical and mental health service providers. MSF workers treat dehydration, skin infections, fatigue, acute stress, anxiety and depression, injuries from traveling on top of freight trains, and injuries from violent incidents. The Mexico City region hosts a multitude of casas de migrantes. The El Samaritano Migrant House provides meals, baths, medical care, and phone services. It is conveniently located along the train tracks and has become an inevitable magnet for narcotics and human trafficking. We will be here until the last migrant passes through, El Samaritano's sister Rosa Bogado vowed to a Miami Herald reporter. At Casa Mambre, a special LGBTQ unit houses transgender migrants who receive separate shelter and psychotherapy services. Casa Tecan, which means our house in Nahuatl, teaches guests how to do woodwork and sell artisan crafts. Families bunking at Café Man, Casa de Acogida. Formación y Empoderamiento de la Mujer Internacional y Nacional. or House for Shelter, Training and Empowerment of International and National Women, Bake Bread and Receive Asylum Advice. Casa del Migrante Saltillo is gated and has stunning mountain views in close proximity to the train tracks. It provides 3 free meals a day and sells additional snacks and calling cards. Canada, the Netherlands, and the European Union provide donations to the migrant shelter. Next up, Yelp ratings and TripAdvisor reviews for illegal alien shelters? I say this only half tongue-in-cheek. There is already a site called Contratados.org, which is built as a Yelp or TripAdvisor-style tool that lets migrant workers rate their experience of recruiters or employers online, by voicemail or by text message.